two interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you're listening to BBS Radio. The number to call in if you want to get a reading, 888-815-9756. And I want to invite you to go over to my website, which is KimmyRose.com, and I've got all the really neat things that are going on. This coming weekend, I'm going to be at the Journey Mind, Body, and Soul Expo, September 10th through the 12th. That's in Lakeland Community College in Kirtland, Ohio, which was, it's just right outside of Cleveland, Ohio. You can go over to my website to get more information. I'm going to be doing gallery readings on Saturday, so if you want to connect with your loved ones, I will, or friends, or whoever it is, your guide, I will be doing a gallery session on Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to actually be doing a class all about creating heaven on earth. So this is a crazy time right now. And when I get crazy, say that with the utmost amount of peace, because sometimes I think we need to kind of go through that craziness in order to get to an understanding, a deeper understanding. That is why today I wanted to bring a very, very special teacher, an intuitive, and someone to me who has been such a wonderful guide and light in my life. Jeanette, welcome to interviews.
Hi, Kim, and thanks for having me back. This is actually a wonderful time.
Thank
with
you.
Mr. Grace Lina.
It is. Okay. Now I'm going to say that there's a lot of people that would not agree with that. So could you tell us why?
Oh, you know, I love retrograde. You know, most people get uncomfortable. They don't like retrograde because it is a gift. It's the time that the universe actually slows things down a little bit and allows time for stillness and what I call old patterns and old behavior that we have not healed and really walked through to release. It's a time that those things surface for us to really grow. And it's, you know, it goes back to that looking in the mirror concept again. So is retrograde, yes, it's a big time about communications. And we all know the story of, you know, electronic things. If they're going to break, it's going to be during retrograde. But the real gift of retrograde is the time for us to slow down and take a deeper look within and do some deeper healing and cleansing and releasing. It doesn't always feel comfortable, but when we really take the time to look and see, you know, it's kind of, you can make a game. You take a look and old patterns surface, and we all know that. I mean, we all experience it. We'll be experiencing something maybe with a different person or a different scenario, but we all can put our finger and say, boy, I've been here before, and it doesn't feel good. That is the gift of Mercury retrograde. It's saying, you're right, you've been here. What pattern are you repeating, and what can you learn from it so that you can make a change? And it allows you to do some inner work. And it really is a good time. It doesn't always feel good, but for me, I've really come to love retrograde. I cannot say I always felt that way a few years ago, as you know, Kimmy. But it really is, it's a wonderful.
And yes. I understand.
The biggest thing I think.
When you say that, Jeanette, and I. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The thing that I wanted just to bring up is, you know, when we're talking about retrograde, it's a time to review, you know, to take a look. I just feel that sometimes I think that we spend a lot of time reviewing our past, and then we forget about the present. And I'm just wondering if you have a way that people might, while going through this retrograde, a time of review, that we don't get lost in what we've lost or what we haven't done right or how we could have changed it, and come more an understanding of what is now, and maybe explaining a little bit more about the divine timing.
Oh, that is such a great point, because you're right. We do get so focused on going inward and reviewing and reviewing and reviewing. One of the things that's really important is things surface to review to help put the new kind of an action, so that we're not just kind of stuck there reviewing, but not move. We want to move forward and take the gifts that we've learned and begin kind of laying the foundation of creating new. One of the ways that really works is when you realize you're experiencing something of an old pattern, begin to start looking around in your present moment and, you know, not focus on, oh, I've been here before. Take a look in your present time, what's going on, who the players are in the scenario, because a lot of us get hit, you know, with the relationship issue, whether it's with female friend relationships or, you know, intimate relationships of all types. That's where we all, you know, seem to get hit the biggest. You take what you begin to notice as old patterns, and then you look at what's going on right now. And in that moment, you start thinking, you know, this is old. And it's very simple to just kind of, you know, we're already slowing down because of Mercury in retrograde, but allow your mind to slow down and think what you would like to change. How would you like to change an old pattern? And then take one step at a time and begin practicing that. If you, you know, I'll just use an example. If someone gets frustrated very easily and they do a push-pull kind of concept, they're scared to allow someone in, so they bring them close, push them away. When you begin to notice that, when it's coming to that awareness that, oh, boy, this is what I'm getting hit with, begin to start thinking, you know, how would I like to feel? I would like to allow that person to come in, and start with thought. You know, begin changing your thought and not focusing on what you've done. Just become aware of the old patterns. And then begin with thoughts of how would you like the new to be, and practice with your thought. Because what happens, as you know, Kimmy, once we begin changing our thoughts, that's how we begin to put things in action. It starts with the thought. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So when you're talking about the push-pull, and, you know, is there a, I mean, say you've already done that, you've been through that, and you've gotten to the point where maybe you've pushed and you feel like, okay, so you didn't get to, somebody's done that and they've already pushed and pushed and pulled away and pushed and pulled away, and they're at the point now where they just feel like they can't go back, they can't change it, and maybe some of their friendships and people in their life really have a value, and they just feel like they've absolutely sabotaged that. How does a person balance that? And I'm going to tell you, I am seeing that from a lot of people. A lot of people have been going through this.
They have, and it's a lot of that has to do with what's going on with the universe and a lot of the energy changes. So this, you know, retrograde has really had a big impact. And some of the change also has to do with Jupiter. I'm not going to go into that. That's not really, you know, my area. But I am aware, you know, with Jupiter and its luck, that what's going on right now, when we do feel like we've sabotaged, and we all do go through that experience that, you know, we pushed or pulled one too many times, and now it's we can't bring back that scenario, that relationship. But that in itself is really a gift. When we have pushed too far, it is in that moment that we really become awakened to understanding first our own patterns, our own behavior. And sometimes, and it is divine timing, it may appear that we've pushed something away and there's no hope, be it a friendship or an intimate type relationship, or even, you know, our relationships with our kids, our parents, our parental role. But what happens as we learn to just take a look at that and really connect and say, okay, I may have sabotaged this, but, you know, I've learned something about myself. And try to let go, because we know divine timing makes a difference. And when we continue on our journey of really healing ourselves, and again, it comes back to loving ourselves, sometimes divine brings back the very thing we thought we've sabotaged. But what happens is sometimes we literally, and I'll just say it very simple, sometimes we, lack of better words, have to sabotage a relationship in order to separate so the other person as well as ourselves has the opportunity and the space needed for their own growth. Because we come together as teachers and students for one another, and the mirror reflection, so others can see parts of themselves as they mirror parts of ourselves to us. And sometimes in order for us to continue on our journey, we sabotage things. And it really is to allow us and the other person involved to continue growing. And when the time is right, you know, we're all connected. So sometimes divinely, things don't always create and build the way we would like them to with other people. But when we let go and trust, they always cross our path again. And what's so amazing is when that happens, it's always exactly the way we've come to realize that they should be in our lives. Does that make sense? Or is
that's
too
powerful.
Vague? Okay.
That is absolutely powerful when you say that. You're talking about divine timing and just trusting. So in essence, staying in the moment and not, you're talking about energy, okay? So the best way that I would like to explain this is it's the energy that we create. We feel, whether it's like we feel horrible because we, you know, what we did, what we've created, what we've caused, and it does take two in every relationship. But what if it's a situation where someone is totally conscious that they're doing it, and then they keep feeling that back and forth pattern? Like, what do they, you know? And this is something I had a friend when I was younger. I can remember that she would say to me, I don't know why I keep doing this, and I'm just going to wreck it. I'm going to wreck it. I know I'm going to do that. And you say to them, just be in the moment, but she would totally push it away and tell her partner. Like, I can remember it, or we were 25 years old and she had a child with him, and she would say, you know, I can't do this, I can't do this. And he would push and try to fix. And then we end up with what we call codependency, mm-hmm. you know. And I think we all go through that, especially most people that have been married, that have been in relationships, used to being in relationships. And I went to church yesterday, and one of the things we learned about is having God as your co-pilot. And it's hard when you are a person that you just say, I'm going to do this. At what point when you're pushing away, I mean, like, how does someone know if they're pushing it away because they're afraid, or pushing it away because something within them is telling them that they need to do the work themselves?
Well, you know, again, divine or God or, you know, whatever many people call their higher power, you know, and for me, you know, God is where I've learned to really trust. And, you know, it's not so much in the moment do we know, oh, I'm doing it again, how do I stop this? It's really coming to understanding and accepting ourselves that if I'm doing this pattern or behaving in this certain way, it's usually because something in us is in need of something, or it's a place where we have not shed light within ourselves. So we are pushing and pulling. I will use the example, you know, if you have an intimate relationship, we sometimes, when we have not come into that space of really loving ourselves unconditionally, we will push and pull with one another in hopes that they meet that need, make us feel, you know, women, we do this, make us feel beautiful, or men, you know, make the women, make us feel needed, because we haven't come into knowing how to make ourselves feel that way, because we are still in the journey of loving ourselves unconditionally. So what we do is, as we people and souls cross our path, you know, they're teachers for us as we are for them, and each one of them brings something that is amplified and surface that we are ready to heal. And any time we're in a relationship of any type and something is being amplified, a push-pull behavior or a dislike, you see something in someone's behavior that you really don't like, this is the gift of God, the universe. It's all divine timing. We are ready to heal it, and that's why it's surfacing and being amplified. So really, we don't have to do anything except allow ourselves to move through it. And the big thing that I find, you know, for myself and I share with others, is forgiveness and compassion. And it starts with ourselves.
So when you say that, and I really want to, we're going to go to a break, but I want, let's stop right there and go to a break when we talk about forgiveness and compassion, because those are two high vibrational words that are so interesting. They're just so tied to each other, like just so woven. There's a beautiful, beautiful, way to weave those two together. And I want to talk about that when we come back. We have on with us a very, very amazing intuitive teacher, guide, Jeanette. Jeanette, if Jeanette does readings, you can call over to Light the Way at 734-854-1514. If you want to set up a phone reading, you can also go to Kimmy Rose and Friends to do a reading with Jeanette. And Jeanette, you will be having a blog up pretty soon, correct?
That is correct.
So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more with interviews, and we're going to talk about forgiveness and compassion. We'll be right back. Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information on how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship,
You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me. And I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call, 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you're listening to BBS Radio. The number to call in, 888-815-9756. And if you go over to KimmyRose.com, you can get more information on the show. Your weekly horoscope is there, so check that out. And also, don't forget about the Journey Mind Body Soul Expo coming up. September 10th through 12th, that's at Lakeland Community College in Kirtland, Ohio, which is just right outside of Cleveland, Ohio. And you can actually go right over to the website, journeymag.com, get more information, and you can register online. I'll be doing on Saturday, I'm going to be doing a gallery session. I'm going to be talking about connecting with the other side. I'll be actually channeling in your guides and also your loved ones that have passed away. And it's kind of like a 2-for-1 admission, or possibly even 1-for-4 admission, because whoever you bring with you from the other side is there with free admission, and they'll talk to me. I laugh because when I connect with people, I don't ask the questions. I usually will come to you, and if I see somebody standing behind you, I just bring forward the messages to share with you. And then on Sunday, we're going to be talking about ways to create heaven on earth, like different steps that you can take to become more intuitive, to connect with your divine self, and that is the part of you that really, really has an ability to discern things energetically. Right now we've got Jeanette on with us. She is an intuitive. She is also a spiritual guide and mentor to me. And Jeanette, welcome back to Interviews. We were talking about forgiveness and compassion. And I just wanted you to just continue with what you were talking about.
Well, when we were on break, I kind of got guided to a little bit of a message to share about this, that not only compassion and forgiveness, but I was also to include worthiness. Because one of the things that we were just talking about, the push and pull, that, you know, I was hearing a message that it's really important for people in forgiving themselves when they behave in that push-pull manner and they feel they've sabotaged something, that if they really connect with themselves, what they'll learn is it's not a way that they're really trying to treat another person. It is because when they do the push-pull behavior, they're really looking for the other person to say, by responding back, push-pulling, that I'm worthy. And that's how we, when we are at that space with ourselves, that's one of the ways that we learn to validate ourselves. If someone push-pulls back with us, kind of, lack of better words, you know, we're fighting back and forth, their pushing back is saying to us that we're worthy.
So but you're, when, you were saying, okay, I'm sorry to stop you. So you're
I
saying
knew that was gonna.
No, because that's I just want to make sure is you're saying that if somebody is pushing and pulling, they're telling you that if I'm a person that's getting a push pull behavior from someone, they're telling me that I'm worthy.
No, if you're the person doing the push pull. And you're aware, you know, you're doing the push-pull. What's really going on is you're in that space of healing, validation of your own worthiness. And what happens is we're push-pulling with someone, pushing them away, pulling them close. As they play the game with us, that's a way that we're getting that validation. You know, I am worthy of someone fighting for me, caring for me. But what happens is we begin to heal that, all of a sudden, that's when the sabotage happens. Someone stops pushing and pulling, and they're done. And that's really because either they've healed that piece, or you've healed that piece of worthiness that you were in a place of learning to heal. And it's another stepping stone of loving yourself. And that's why what happens is those relationships kind of part and sabotage. Each of you are separating to move into the next step of healing and coming into the place of forgiveness and learning unconditional love for yourself and then compassion. And, you know, the forgiveness really comes after, usually after the push-pull behavior, and that happens because then we go through that period, and we all experience it in some form, that we begin to kind of mentally beat ourselves up. Why did I behave this way? I know I've done this before. I know. Why do I keep doing this? And what's happening when we're in that place and those questions are coming to light for us, that is it is a for sure sign that God is letting us know we're now coming into forgiveness for ourselves, because we have to learn to forgive ourselves for our behavior and also forgive others. Because as we come into really knowing we're worthy, because we are worthy, and then we begin, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, because the question I was going to ask, you're coming to, I feel that.
And then we begin the next, you know, kind of stepping stone is finding forgiveness for my behavior. And as we release, it comes right into the way you were speaking of earlier, the forgiveness and compassion come together. Because without forgiving ourselves and having compassion for ourselves, we really are not able to find forgiveness and compassion for others. It really begins with ourselves and our own behavior and patterns. You know, people think when we're behaving that way, pushing and pulling, that, you know, we're just mistreating someone or we want our way. But it's really whatever our, you know, learning phase is. I'm just using the push-pull tonight for an example, and because I can relate to this, you know, have experienced this myself and having to walk through this journey as well, that push-pull is really, you know, we're learning to love ourselves and we're kind of, you know, hanging on with everything we have. Someone tell me I'm worthy. I know that I am. I'm trying to get to this. And, you know, many of us feel we are in areas, you know, we can have wonderful careers, wonderful, but there's some place in our life that we experience in it, you know, the lack of worthiness. And for many of us, it is in relationships. So we begin the journey of the push-pull, and the people come in our lives during retrograde especially, and it's amplified. And this is what I love about retrograde. And it, you know, it has taken me quite a few years to get to the place of really, I love retrograde. It's an opportunity to show me when the people come in my life or old patterns surface and how I respond to them, I can really take a look and say, wow, this is where I'm at now. I remember when I used to be this way or behave that way, or I would react to this. And it also surfaces areas. It's like, oh, wow, I'm still working on this. But it's really a gift because it's showing me how far I've really come with myself in the present and how I've really come to understand my own worthiness. And forgiveness was really a journey for me, and compassion. You know, I'm really in the place where I have compassion for myself, and therefore I really do feel compassion for other people when I see behaviors and different experiences and lessons that the people I care about and others, you know, that I may not be have such an intimate relationship with, I really feel compassion. Because each of us, it's really a journey of loving ourselves. We just travel the journey maybe a little bit different because our lessons might be different. But at some point, we really do all experience very similar situations.
You know, that's a good, you know, a good example of that is, you know, with, I think of our, the people that we know will always be there for us, such as our mother, like my mother. Not everybody has a mother like that, but I do. And she seems, and I did become more, I really felt myself become conscious of the way I would just kind of feel like I could kind of lash out, or I was, you know what I mean? Like talk to her and say things to her. And then it was like this vicious cycle where she would feel bad and hold that responsibility. Let's talk about the other person, you know, because we're talking about the compassion, you know, that you know, and why if you're the one that pushes and pulls, you know, the other person, you know, what can someone do if they're in the situation where they feel like, okay, I just need to be there and I need to save this person or help that person? And I mean, what's going on with that person? Is there a similar mirror there?
Well, sure there is. And, you know, the big thing as we all come to learn, we really cannot fix another. We cannot rescue them or save them. But when the other person is, you know, seeing the person they care about going through that, and you know this, Kimmy, with our relationship, one of the things I've learned is really sharing truth with them. And when you really have come into that place of compassion and forgiveness for yourself, the gift in that is it provides such an open heart that you really can sit down and share truth with another. And there's something, and it's divine, because I really, you know, that's all I can say. It's truly divine. When you have found forgiveness and compassion and your heart is open, the best gift that you can give to the other person is sharing truth. If you're on the other side and you see someone push-pulling, and maybe you're not push-pulling back because that's not something you have to experience, or maybe you need to walk away because you realize that you've grown and this is a mirror to show you where you are or where you are no longer. It can be very challenging, but the best gift for you and the other person, or in the scenario, the other person, is to sit down and really be truthful and share, you know, what they're feeling and what they're experiencing. And I find, you know, and I'll use my role as a mother. You know, as you know, we all, our kids lash out at us, just as you spoke with your mom. And there are times I take on that role, okay, let me, you know, try to fix. Let me try to be compassionate. But what I have found is, you know, usually my son does not want to be fixed. They just want to be accepted for who they are. And when I have sat down and really just shared truth with him that, you know, this behavior, this is how I feel. And that's all I don't ask him to change it or explain how a behavior makes me feel and what I need to do for myself. It really makes a big difference. It may not feel good, but the gift, again, when we put that responsibility of someone's behavior back to them, we are also taking responsibility for our own choices. Because it's really easy to get caught up in blame. Well, he treated me like this, or she treated me like that. One thing that, you know, we all really come to understand as we grow, we don't treat another, or nor do they treat us in any way that we've not allowed. So if we take responsibility and share truth, we're really putting their behavior back on their plate and letting them know, this is how this behavior makes me feel. And then we're taking responsibility what we're going to choose. Are we going to stay, or is it in our best interest to walk away and allow some space? But it really puts that responsibility back on the other person as well as back on you. And what I really love about, and you know, Kim, I'm a big person about truth, even when it's challenging. What I love about sharing truth is there's no judgment behind it. It's really coming from a place of forgiveness, compassion, and just pure love. Because you're not demanding anything from them. You're not, you know, finger pointing. You're just simply sharing. This is how this behavior makes me feel. And it's really up to us what we choose to do with it. Is that kind of...
That makes a lot of sense. And it makes so much sense for the reason that I feel that it has to do with really, really holding a space for people, for someone. And it's kind of like someone who, I have a very good friend whose significant other passed away, and it was like she would explode at him and shoot because he has a really bad addict, and then he committed suicide and she felt responsible. And I told her, this is not your responsibility. You're responsible for your own actions and thoughts and your feelings. And, you know, you expressed compassion and you also had said to him that you were sorry, but you were frustrated, and it was something that he was going through and he had to deal with. But so many of us, like you're saying to release that, so many of us hold these chains around our necks that bind us and to feeling guilt, feeling like we're responsible, feeling when the truth is it's about taking back your power. And that doesn't mean running away from someone. It doesn't mean abandoning them. It means that you have to get into your own shoes. And until you get into your own shoes and you really, really understand what it is you need, you're going to keep repeating the cycle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, as we grow and understand ourselves better and really begin to accept ourselves, and this is where, you know, for me, forgiveness and compassion plays a big role, because then we do let go of the chains that we've imprisoned ourselves with. And, you know,
wow.
We carry that, and we really hold ourselves down and we give away our power. And what happens when we really do that? We want to put our responsibility of our life and our choices on someone else because we're afraid to make choices. We're afraid of taking accountability because we have imprisoned ourselves. And this is where, you know, forgiveness, we all say things, do things that we look back and say, oh, I wish I had not done that. But the gift of that is without saying that particular thing or doing that particular action, how would we have known? So those are really a gift. And if we can shift our own thoughts of how we look at things instead of, you know, torturing ourselves, why'd I do this? Why'd I say that? And begin to say, you know, yes, I wish I had said or done something different, but I really did the best with what I knew at that time. And because of that, I have learned something new and a better way to respond. Because without those other actions or words, how would we learn what's better for us?
You're right. You're right. And that's the thing is, how would we learn and how would we know? And let's go to a break. And we've got a caller on the line who has a question for you, Jeanette. And this is really good. I wanted to let you know, people that are sending me some inquiry messages saying, thank you so much. This is from Jana. This is really going to help me to have the conversation with my husband that I need to have. And so, you know, and just Justin, he says, bravo, she's wonderful, you know, and how do I get a hold of her? And just so if you want to know how to get a hold of Jeanette, go on over to KimmyRose.com, click on Kimmy Rose and Friends, and you can schedule a reading with her. You can also call Light the Way at 734-854-1514. To also schedule a private appointment with Jeanette. Jeanette, thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a caller with a question. We'll be right back with more of Interviews.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. Hey, listen, tell you what, we've got some really neat things coming up. You want to take some online classes, you can go over to my website, KimmyRose.com, and check out information on some classes. Carolyn Augusta is going to be here. She will be here over the next week and a half teaching CCT, the Crystalline Consciousness Technique. She's a wonderful teacher. I work with her every week, and I can honestly say it will change your life. For more information on the Crystalline Consciousness Technique, again, go to my website, and also go over to thejourneymag.com. This weekend, September 10th through 12th, Lakeland Community College in Kirtland, Ohio, right outside of Cleveland, Ohio. The Journey Mind Body Soul Expo is going on. I'm going to be doing gallery readings on Saturday and on Sunday. I'm going to be teaching how you can integrate heaven on earth. If you want to develop your intuition, you want to get in touch with yourself and get a better idea of how to gauge, how to understand what your own inner communication is telling you, this is what it's all about on Sunday. Right now, we have Jeanette on with us. She is an amazing intuitive guide, and I will tell you, she has been such a blessing in my life. I ever so often, out of the blue, she'll send me this message, and Jeanette, your words are like, they're like music. You really do have such an amazing way of seeing deeper into things. And we were talking all about, you talk about relationships and really the relationship that we have with ourselves. And we have right now on with us Luana, who would like to ask a question. Welcome to Interviews, Luana.
Thank
you.
Hey,
just
Louisiana.
A quick question. How are you? Well, you're good. I've been listening to you. The question I wanted to know, because when you're talking about the push-pull, and I just want to I want to make sure that I'm understanding correctly, too, because on some degree, we are all dysfunctional, or codependent, or whatever those words are you'd like to use. And when we get into these relationships, aren't we also, because we attract what we need, aren't we also attracting, if we are doing a push-pull, aren't we also attracting a push-pull person to us in a way?
Absolutely.
And I think what happens maybe in bouts of sanity, you know, we recognize things and then we go, wait a minute, I want to talk about this because I don't like this or that, or I'm feeling this or I'm feeling that. But then the codependency sets in again, and then we start pushing, pulling. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. And you're absolutely correct. We attract the very thing that we really are working on within ourselves.
To push our buttons, actually.
Absolutely.
In a way.
That's the gift. There are
I guess what I was feeling is that, you know, in the push-pull, there's one sick person and there's one person that's perfect. I don't want to say perfect, but you know what I'm saying, that there's someone over here on this side that's seeing everything clearly, and this other person is the one doing all the push-pulling and needs the help, when in reality, there's the dynamic of push-pull back and forth all the time between both
Absolutely.
Of them.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
And there may
okay.
be
I just
one
wanted
person.
That clarification.
There may be one person, Luana, that is at a different place with the push-pull that during the situation that they suddenly, you know, we'll use the word wake up and realize, I've been here before, I'm not here any longer. And the minute they step into that, boom, the division has happened and what we would call the sabotage, because now the other person feels like their behavior is what sabotaged it. When in truth, someone has come in, stepped into a different space with themselves. And the other person either, you know, heals that at that time, or if they're still in that space, then they attract another push-pull.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that we get, we get so caught up in...
That makes sense.
Yeah,
well, and a lot of this has to do with awareness and that awareness. Now, and what we're talking about here is that, you know, and I got to tell you, what I feel that I've learned in part two is that some of the awareness that we have isn't always with the mind in this logical thing, although we certainly can be in these conversations with people and then later on go, what happened? And use the logical mind. But I think there's also Reiki work is important and tuning forks and those things, because there's energetic healing that can take place that affects the push-pull, and we don't even realize it. How do you feel about that?
I agree with that. You know, I'm a Reiki practitioner as well, and I get Reiki done myself. Actually, Kim's mom is, you know, the person I've had do Reiki on me for years. The hypnosis, I agree. It is all energetic. And when we get to that place, you know, we wake up, it's the body, mind, and spirit. We have to be in alignment. Mm-hmm. You know, our mind, our physical body, and also in the spirit, you know, all of the energy has to be in alignment. You know, the Reiki helps release that energy, gets it moving. You know, the hypnosis helps healing at different levels. Tuning forks are excellent. A friend of mine has done tuning fork therapy on me. It's amazing. You know, sound, the ohm, all of that is what helps us align ourselves. You know,
you said something that you just triggered something in me, because I know in some of my growth, I may have thought through things or, you know, I'm always in my head, but not always, but I do feel that there are times that I have grown and it's been a logical, aware, very in tune process, but I feel inside a shift. And that was interesting. I mean, I just learned something about myself because of the logical shift that took place, whatever happened logically, the mind, it also then, I felt it physically. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I
can tell people that I know in the last 2 weeks I have shifted. I have felt a shift. And that's really bizarre. Wow. Okay.
And then you pay attention, and this is the part, you know, and I really get excited about this because it does really start in our mind, our thought, but then our body through the energy and the change of thought begins to make that shift. And what's really amazing, and I do get really excited, is when we begin to see in our physical our actions, we begin to act in the way that now we have felt that shift, the way we carry ourselves, talk to others, or just, you know, our change of action. When we all of a sudden begin to notice that, it does, we sit down and you're like, wow, I really did shift. I did change. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, but it's a full component, you know, body, mind, and spirit. The energetic, it takes a variety of things.
Yeah.
You know, I love the energy work.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for your information because I just wanted to make sure I was on the right page, I guess, or understanding correctly.
Oh, you are, and thank you, Luana.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Luana. And Jeanetta, I want to thank you. You know, this makes a lot of sense. So let's just before, you know, because we're getting near the end of the show, and I just want to just kind of go through some stuff. So if someone, and most people right now are kind of looking at their lives, and even in a universal way, in a worldwide way, a lot of people are looking at what's going on and they're going, oh my gosh, I've gotten this far. I don't know how I can return to myself because so many things, whether it's even, you know, we look at country financially, all these things just kind of feeling like they crashed to the very bottom. What's the first step in picking yourself up?
I would think the first step, and for me, I guess this is what I do, take the moment to meditate, prayer, whatever works as a form of meditation or prayer, because aligning yourself in that space of stillness allows you to calm and quiet your mind. And when you do that, it just divinely comes to you what your next step is. And it's really clear in your mind. And the big thing, it's very simple. When you clear your mind, the big thing is remember your intention is about loving yourself and forgiveness. And then, you know, there's a variety of ways. As Luana mentioned, you know, if you need something deeper in the beginning to just become aware and connect with yourself, Reiki is another fabulous way. You know, hypnosis, finding a book. You know, I go to a store, and, you know, I've always been this way. Kimmy, we used to talk about this years ago. I could walk in your store and a book would just jump out at me. Reading, writing, helps people connect with where they're at. And, you know, those messages of what your next step is comes through there. But, you know, Luana made a good point. Reiki is an excellent place to start because it really does clear some energy movement and clear some of those old things out of there. You know, and you know, for me, I love your mom's Reiki treatments. That's for me the place to start when I'm really off-centered and how to begin. But I also journaling. I think journaling is very important for anyone to start, sit down and write what you're feeling and where you'd like to be with yourself. Because just putting it down in paper, your thoughts have began guiding you in that direction. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. And I think that that's a great start, that everyone out there, you know, write it down. Say, where am I? What is my intention? Where do I want to be? And then just write your answer. And Jeanette, I you know, we've had a way to get you on regularly on the show, because I know there are so many people that really, really can connect with what you can give, and you give so, so lovingly. And I want to thank you for taking your time to just share with us. And if anybody wants to get a hold of you, go over. If you want to get a hold of Jeanette for guidance, KimmyRose.com, click on Kimmy Rose and Friends, or you can call directly over to Light the Way at 734-854-1514. Let them know that you would like to talk to Jeanette. She's a wonderful guide. And that, before we sign off, any last message you want to share with our listeners?
What I'm hearing to share is really, you know, from this point going forward, embrace retrograde. You know, we have about a week left. Really enjoy and begin looking at things as they surface as the gift that it is. Because the bottom line is, we are the gift. And if we remember that we're a gift, anyone else that comes in our life or any situation we experience is also a gift. And if you can just change your thought to something as simple as realizing everything we experience really is a gift, starting with ourselves, from this point going forward, life will just, it will be an adventure. It'll be fabulous. You know, and I'm a firm believer, it's because we're all fabulous.
And I want to thank you of all my heart for sharing today with us, Jeanette. I love you very much. And I want to tell all our listeners, thank you and God bless you. One more week, Mercury retrograde will be over, but let's embrace it and look at the positive. Thank you so much for joining me on interviews tonight. Talk to you next week.